Today's episode, doing what others said she couldn't. Some people wrongly associate the field of mountaineering to be only within the realm of the male gender. From my own personal experience, I don't think anything could be further from the truth. And here in the land of El Camino Sierra, the gentler sex has been proving they can hold their own when it comes to summiting the highest peaks ever since the dawn of mountaineering. In the summer of 1878, schoolteacher Anna Mills, along with Hope Broughton, Mary Martin, Mrs. R.C. Redd, and four other people, decided it was high time a woman set foot on the top of the country's highest peak. Though Native Americans had probably been summiting Mount Whitney for centuries, the first white European to climb to its summit had just done so 5 years earlier in 1873. William Crapo of Cerro Gordo, who made one of Mount Whitney's first recorded ascents, volunteered to guide the party. The party set out from the west slope in early July 1878. They took their time as they made their way east, developing the skills of everyone by summiting various mountain peaks as they traveled, taking nearly a month to get across to the Sierra highest peaks. Anna Mills' horse tripped along the way, and the jolt severely injured her back. Anna already suffered from various physical ailments, and the others in the party advised her not to continue. Anna wrote in her journal at that time, "I had always held to the idea that I could do whatever other people could, my surplus of determination making up for any lack of locomotion. My heart was set on something higher, and nothing short of the highest point would satisfy me." Anna Mills gathered all her strength, and on August 3rd, she and her group headed off to Mount Whitney amid the cheers of Godspeed from the others. Anna and her party toiled and struggled, and by late morning, Anna and the others made it to the top of Mount Whitney. Anna writes, "We planted the stars and stripes and then sang the star-spangled banner and nearer, my God, to thee. The supreme joy I felt when I realized that my prayer had been answered and that I was at last really standing on the summit of Mount Whitney knew no bounds." In 1878, Anna Mills shows she had what it took, and her courage and fortitude are now a legendary piece of history here along El Camino Sierra.